There's a particularity about the fact that women are participating to a greater degree than ever in the revolutionary movement and political movements in this country, and that the government sees that as a threat. And in dealing with us in that manner, I think they're trying to communicate a message. In some ways, I see it as a backhanded compliment.
Each individual condition is specifically aimed at trying to create psychological torture in these women. And what I mean by that is that we hear of physical torture happening to political prisoners around the world, disappeared people in Chile, tortured people in South Africa, etc. We don't have that happening yet here in the United States. What we do have is a much more, you could say, subtle method of torture. And they've learned from experiences in countries such as Germany, for example, which has perfected the art of psychological torture of political prisoners.
Their whole method of repression with regards to political prisoners at this time, it's more sophisticated. The U.S. government has realized that it will be difficult for them at this time in history to really completely destroy it. And that has been verbally expressed by them. Right now, it's in a position where it will not be stopped, no matter how hard the repression comes down. One thing the U.S. government has experienced is the harder the repression gets, the more resistant the Puerto Rican people get.